name is Hannah, speaking to the recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Rochelle Exeter.
Okay, hello. And were you looking to see if you may participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit today?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And I just wanted to remind you again that we are on a recorded line here. Have you already found an attorney, or this would be the first time?
This would be the first time.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm then that you had not signed documents or sought legal representation with any other law firm. Is that right?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so I'll go ahead and just confirm some basic information for you here. I do have your information as Rochelle. That's R-U-S-H-E-L-L-E. Last name, is that Exeter? E-X-E-T-E-R?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And best phone number for you is that 931-998-1065.
Yes.
Perfect. And you are currently a resident of the U.S.?
Yes.
Gotcha. And were you the one that had used hair relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And after using the hair relaxers, were you then diagnosed with endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian cancer.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay. Well, we're going to try to see if we are going to be able to assist you here. Do you know exactly the date that you were diagnosed with your ovarian cancer, Rochelle?
Yes.
Okay. What day was that?
I was diagnosed May of
2023. Okay. Got it. And since we don't know the exact day in May, did you want me to go ahead and put in May 1st?
No. Well, yeah, it's May of 2023, yeah.
2023, okay. And you, for the exact date, did you want me to go ahead and put May 1st or May 15th, May 20th? What day?
Can you hold 1 second? Someone is calling me. This is for my...
That's okay. You can put me on hold if that's okay, yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
I was diagnosed May 17th of 2023.
May 17th. Okay. Thank you so much for that. Okay.
No problem.
Yeah, of course. Okay. And what was the name of the doctor that had diagnosed you? Do you have their name?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And I'm ready for it whenever you're able to pull it up.
Okay. My doctor name was Gela Aaron. Dr. Gela Aaron. He's an MD, OBGYN.
Okay, and Dr. Gela, is that J-E-L-L-A?
That's G-I-L-A.
G-I-L-A, okay, and last name?
Yes, A-A-R-O-N.
Thank you. Okay, perfect.
And he's an OBGYN doctor.
And did you see them in New York, or which state did you see him? What city?
New York.
New York, okay, got it. Okay, so it looks like you saw Dr. Aaron in New York. Let me go ahead and put her information here. Bear with me a moment. Okay. Okay. Let me see here. And you said that it was May of 2023 that you were diagnosed with. Is that right?
Yes, May 17th.
May 17th. Okay. Let me just check to see. Let's see. 3 years. Personal injury 3 years ago. Okay. Okay. Got it. Let me go ahead and put this information in. Okay. And let's see. Did you use hair relaxer more than 4 times? In a year before you were diagnosed with your ovarian cancer?
Yes.
Okay. How many times would you say per year that you're using it?
I use it about 3 to 6 times per year.
Okay. So earlier when I had asked, did you use hair relaxer at least 4 times a year before you were diagnosed? What was the answer to that question?
Yes.
Okay. So on average, how many times a year would you say that you had used it?
I'm getting another call. 1 second. On average, I use it per year.
Yes.
3 to 6 times.
So earlier when I had asked if you used it more than 4 times, you said yes, but now you're saying 3 to 6?
You're asking me if I use it more than, I'm getting the question confused. I'm getting a call. 1 second. Can't answer this call. Yes, you asked me if I received it more than 4 times, but 3 to 6 times within a year, I've used it. So am I mistaken the question?
Yes, because I'm asking you if you use it at least 4 times a year, right? And then when I ask you how many times you use it a year, you're saying 3. So 3 is less than 4. So I just wanted to confirm.
Well, when I say 3 to 6 times, I'm saying that I use it more than 4. You know, my total is at least 6 times within a year.
But then if the answer is 3 to 6 times in a year, then that means there's a chance that you use it only 3 times in a year. Is that right?
No, it's not. Sorry.
Okay. So you did use it at least 4 times in a year, and on average,
oh,
3 times a year.
Sorry. Can you just hold on 1 second? Let me just take this call. I'm not going to – it's really quickly. Sorry.
Go ahead.
They're going to keep calling. Yeah, sorry about that.
That's okay. So I just wanted to confirm. Yeah, that's okay. So on average, how many times a year were you using hair relaxer?
Still calling me. 5 to 6 times.
Okay. We'll go ahead and...
I use the product, yes.
Thank you.
5 to 6 times I've used the product.
Okay. Got it. Okay. And what's your date of birth?
October 2nd, 1986.
Okay. On it, and you said that was October the 2nd of 1996, is that right?
1986.
Okay, 1986, my apologies. Okay, and were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay, gotcha. And besides yourself, are you aware of anyone else that was affected by hair relaxers, or not to your knowledge?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, gotcha. Was it primarily the state of New York that you were using the hair relaxers?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. When would you say that you started using it? Do you have a rough estimate of the month and year that you started?
June of 2004.
June of 2004, okay. I'll go ahead and put June 1st of 2004. And when would you say that you stopped using the hair relaxers?
May of 2023.
May of 2023, okay. Pretty much right when you were diagnosed then, right?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so that would be a rough estimate then of you had used it for about 19 years. Does that sound about right?
21 years in total.
Gotcha. Okay. But you said 2004 to 2023, right?
Correct.
Okay, so that would be about 19 years, right?
Okay.
Okay, and did you primarily use the hair relaxers in a salon, home, or both?
I used the hair relaxer primarily in the hair salon.
Mostly in the hair salon, okay. And the salon,
yes.
Do you recall the name brand that they were using? Was it Dark and Lovely, Cream of Nature, African Pride, Organic Root? Do you remember the name brand that they mostly used?
It's L'Oreal, Dark and Lovely.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you. Okay, and this question is worded a bit strangely, so I am just going to go ahead and read it out loud, and then I'll kind of explain what it is asking. But the question goes as, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? So basically what that's asking is, you started using it in the year of 2004, and after you were using it regularly for at least a year, meaning 2005, the question is asking is, did your cancer diagnosis that happened in 2023, was that at least 2 or more years after 2005?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Sorry, it's worded really strangely, so thank you for that. Okay, and after you were diagnosed back in May of 2023, what type of treatment did you receive? Did the doctor have to have you do a partial, full hysterectomy, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, radiation? What treatment did you receive?
Yes, I basically received blood tests and CAT scans, biopsies,
mm-hmm.
and chemotherapy.
Okay, chemotherapy. Okay, got it.
Immunotherapy.
Got it.
Pain meds.
Okay, got it. Thank you. And if you were to pinpoint an exact date of when you started the treatment, what day would you say? So I know that you were diagnosed May 17th of 2023. How soon after you were diagnosed did you start treatment? Was it still within the month of May? Or was it after? That's okay.
Well, I received my treatment date in May of 2023.
Okay. Did you want me to go ahead and maybe put
like
May 25th?
This is like 4 to 5 days after I was diagnosed.
Gotcha. Oh, 4 to 5 days after. Okay, so let's see. Like the 22nd, does that sound like a good estimate of when you started treatment?
Somewhere around there, yeah.
Okay, sure. I'll go ahead and put that date in. And in terms of the treating doctor, the doctor that treated you, was that also Dr. Aaron or was that a separate doctor?
No. It was a separate doctor, my treatment doctor. Her name was Dr. Carrie Packer.
Did you say that was Pecker?
Carrie Packer.
Hacker.
K-A-R-I. Last name is H-A-C-K-E-R. She was also an MD oncologist.
Got it. Okay, I found her. Thank you.
No problem.
Okay, and you saw her. You saw her in Brooklyn, is that right?
I saw her in New York.
New York, okay.
New York.
Got it. Thank you. Okay. And I'll go ahead and start preparing your consent forms here. Can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you so much. And I have your first name and last name here. Besides that, do you also have a middle name or middle initial that you go by or just first and last?
I go by my first and last name.
First and last name only. Okay, no worries. And may I please have your social? If you don't feel comfortable giving the full, you can just give me the last four. No, I completely understand. Just the last four is fine.
8268.
8268. Okay, perfect. Okay, and I already have an email here for you, which is your first name dot last name 61 at gmail.com. Is that still a good email for you?
Yes.
Perfect. And what's going to be the best address?
1415 New York Avenue. Apartment 4F, as in Frank, Brooklyn, New York, 11210.
Okay. Brooklyn, New York, okay. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and read that back to you. I have 1415 New York Avenue. Was that apartment 4F like Frank?
Yes.
In Brooklyn, New York, 11210. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And at Dr. Hacker's office, they are going to have the medical records that do show your diagnosis. Is that right? And your treatment?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Yes.
Okay, and last thing I'll need here is just going to be an emergency contact. We're not able to share any information about your case to them. This is just so that we have another number to contact in case this one gets disconnected.
My emergency contact I usually don't use. However, I do use my email, but one second.
Yeah, no worries. And it could be anyone. It can even, it doesn't have to be a family member. It could be a friend as well. It could be anyone.
Okay, I can give you my best friend's number.
Yeah, of course.
Her name is Simone.
Simone, okay. And I'm ready for her number whenever you're able to pull it up.
Yes, it's 347.
Mm-hmm.
813-5967.
Okay, perfect. All right, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go ahead and draft up the paperwork for us. And what you can do in the meantime, if I'm not already, is you can go ahead and put me on the speakerphone.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to go ahead and send this over. It'll be sent through both email and text message so that you'll always have it if you ever wanted to reference back to these documents here, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right, and let me just make sure that everything does look good here. And I'm just going to go ahead and confirm this info before I send it out to you. You are confirming that you are indeed Rochelle Exeter at 1415 New York Avenue, apartment 4F, Brooklyn, New York, 11210. Is that right?
Yes.
You are confirming your date of birth here as October the 2nd of 1986 with the last four of 8268. Is that all correct?
Correct.
Perfect. And, I did want to confirm that you did want to participate in the Hear Relaxer lawsuit today. Is that right? Perfect. Okay, so I just sent that over. Again, you're going to see a notification pop up. Just go ahead and click on it when it pops in, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Okay, and I'll walk you through the process. It's pretty simple, but of course, just let me know when you get stuck on any page, and I'll, you know, see where you need to go next.
Okay. So it's here, do you agree to receive future SMS messages?
Yes, it's just asking if it's okay for us to text you. Go ahead and click yes. And then the next one is going to be a security check. They just want to make sure that email is correct. Go ahead and click continue.
Okay.
Then it's going to say, please review and act on these documents. There's a little box you can check mark. Go ahead and click on that and then click continue.
Okay.
Once you're inside of that, at the very, very top, do you see where it says start to begin?
Yes.
Go ahead and click on that yellow start button, and then you're going to see a yellow box with a downward facing arrow. Go ahead and click on that. Perfect. Now you can go ahead and draw your signature like you normally do, or click select file. They'll make one for you, whatever you're comfortable with.
Okay.
Okay, and then once you're happy with that, at the bottom left, go ahead and click where it says adopt and sign.
Okay.
Once you click adopt and sign, there's going to be a couple more of those yellow boxes with the arrows. Just go ahead and click on the arrows until you reach the end where it will say finish.
Okay.
Perfect. And once you go ahead and do that, there is going to be a continue button, but you can actually just exit out of the page. We don't need you to create an account.
Okay.
And that's basically it. So you'll always have this in your email to reference back to you in case you wanted to find out, you know, the name of the law firms, their contact information, things like that. I'm also going to text you in a couple minutes by direct number. So in case you do have questions or want updates in the future, just feel free to reach out to me and I'll be able to assist you. And at this point, law firm, if they do need anything else from you, they'll be contacting you in the next couple of days just to get things started, okay?
Okay, no problem.
And that's basically it. I do appreciate your time. Like, I'm so sorry to hear about your diagnosis, but if there is anything we can do to help get you, you know, the justice that you deserve, that's going to be our intention here, okay?
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
I appreciate your time. I hope you have a great rest of your day and new year, okay?
You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.